Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. Moderate flood warnings are in place for the Daintree and Mossman Rivers, with the Daintree currently sitting at 6.6 metres. However, the severe thunderstorm warning for parts of the region has been cancelled. For flood assistance, call the SES on 132500, and if your life is in danger, call 000. 10 siblings missing from Smithfield are believed to be heading to Mackay or South Australia. The 17-year-old boy and 16-year-old girl were last seen getting into a cab on Landsborough Drive yesterday morning. Police have concerns for their welfare as there are multiple medical conditions. Their photos are on the QPS website. Just a quick content warning, some listeners may find this next story distressing. The Far North Queensland policing community is in mourning today after the body of a senior cop has been found. The senior constable went missing from Edmonton last Monday, sparking a large-scale search operation. Police say the death is not suspicious. If you or someone you know needs support, call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Premier Stephen Miles says the Bondi Junction and Sydney Church attacks have rocked the nation. He's told State Parliament this morning police have increased their presence at shopping centres across the state as a precaution.
Queensland will provide whatever assistance we can to New South Wales as they progress their investigations. Our agencies, including Queensland Health and the Queensland Police Service, are assisting the New South Wales Police Force with whatever they may need.
A GP workforce crisis is looming amid a wave of retiring doctors. That's according to AMA Queensland, which is urging the state government to provide more incentives for medical school graduates to train as general practitioners. President Maria Bolton says she hopes a single employer model being piloted for GP registrars will deliver better outcomes for trainees.
A doctor would have worked in hospital for a minimum 2 years, and they would have had some accumulation of long service leave, study leave, etc., which they lose when they transition into general practice.
And if you've got a story you think we should know about, send us an email, northqldlocalnews@sca.com.au.